When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my beautiful voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also in the process of doing all of that, y'all, validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about no contact. How does a narcissist feel about no contact? Is no contact the best way for you to heal or get past a toxic relationship? So I will just let you know, no contact, if possible, is the best, absolute best way to help you heal from a toxic relationship with a narcissist or a toxic person, whomever. You know what I mean? It just is. It just is. It helps. It can help you. You can be, like I said, it's hard to go cold turkey. You can build up to no contact. If you can do it quick, do it quick. But sometimes it's better to build up to no contact. And no contact is not no response. No response and no contact are similar. They cousins. They third cousins. You know what I mean? They third cousin on their daddy's side. Isn't that? No contact. I'm sorry, y'all. I say goofy. All right, y'all, I make myself laugh sometimes. They like third cousins. You know what I mean? They're related, but they're both related. But no response is like, I'm going to pull my phone out. If you're on my podcast, you won't be able to see this, but I'm going to describe it for you. I have my phone in my hand right now. No response is me getting the message. You know what I mean? This is no response. I'm getting the message. I'm reading the message. I understand. I see the message. I just don't respond to it. No contact is the message doesn't come through because they blocked. You see what I'm saying? No response is a good way to help you build up to no contact, but you don't want to stay in a no response stage too long. If you can go no contact, go no contact. If you have to remain low contact because you have kids and things like that, you know, you don't have an intermediary or a third party or whatever, do as low contact as possible. You know what I mean? You want to build up to no contact because no contact is no access. The door is shut. No response is like you have the door shut, but the windows are open. They can still see inside of it. You mean? No contact is no contact. If the three little pigs were building the house of getting over a toxic relationship, the first little pig is no response, right? Two little pigs. Three little pigs. The first little pig built this house out of like Swiss cheese, and they remained in contact with the narcissist and they stayed in a toxic relationship. The second one went no response. They built a solid house, right? Super solid house, but it's like got windows and doors. It's locked. You mean you change the locks on the house? The narcissist can't get in there. But they can still see in there. So when you're receiving but not responding, the narcissist, they can still see inside. So they think they still have access to you. They see everything that's going on and things like that. You know what I mean? And that's how it works in this circumstance right here. So no response is the third little pig builds his house out of stone. It's a house of solitary, right? It doesn't have like the doors are locked, the windows are like these are the windows. You know, like the police windows, like the interrogation room where you can see out but they can't see in. Those are the windows that's on a no contact house. The door is locked, it's steel plated. It's got like, you know, diamond plated doors. You can't break through there. You mean, that's the no contact house. You want to get to the point where you're living in a no contact house. You know what I mean? It is. That's what you want to get to. And the narcissistic person, as you can see, as you level up to the houses, they feel worse. How does narcissist feel during when you go no contact? In the first little pig's house or whatever, I know this is childish, y'all. In the first little pig's house, the Swiss cheese one, we still living together, we still contacting, I'm still clapping the cheeks or whatever. I'm good. No response irritates the narcissist. But they want to try to exhaust you. You remember the wolf came by and blew the house down? This is what they want to try to do. They're going to keep huffing and puffing and keep blowing and huffing and puffing. And they might blow your no response house down and you respond to them. Because sooner or later, when you're in no response, they're going to trigger a response from you. They're going to say something that's going to trigger you and make you respond. They just are. Sooner or later, they're going to say something that triggers a response from you. You'll be like, damn, why you say that? I didn't do that. Gotcha. They just blew your, the wolf just blew your house down, little piggy. You're not a pig, y'all. I'm not calling a pig. The pig, pigs look great. You know what I mean? Not me trying to body shape anybody, trust me. But, they blew your house down. No response. Narcissistic people don't like no response. So they're going to try to exhaust you into responding to them. They're going to keep huffing and puffing and trying to blow your house down. But they're irritated. So then hopefully, sooner or later, even if this is your goal, for them to keep huffing and puffing and trying to blow your house down, but you're not responding to them. So you hoping that they get tired, like they done responding to me. So they're finished. They're not going to respond to me anymore. You're hoping it gets to that point. But typically, they're going to try to exhaust you into giving up. You know, they try to exhaust you into just coming through with this thing. When you go no contact with a narcissist, they can't see in your house. They can't see. They can't get in the door, and it frustrates the hell out of them. They can huff and puff and everything, and it won't do any damage, y'all. It really, really won't. Nothing will happen. Like, you will be, they might get irritated and show, they look, no contact, like, your no contact house has wheels on it. You had no contact for your car, no contact for your work, because they're going to try to, yeah. Rejection breeds obsession with a lot of narcissistic people. So you reject them, they become obsessed with you. When you go no contact, they think, like, this is how at least my mind works as a narcissist. When you go no contact, when you cut off access, they automatically think you replaced them. Because that's what I would do. I would try to replace you. So I assume that you're trying to replace me. And hell no. So narcissistic people, during the no contact phase, when you go no contact, they might start popping up at your house. They might start popping up at your job. They might start popping up at your work, at this kid's school, in the drop-off line. They might start popping up everywhere. You know what I mean? They really might start popping up everywhere. They absolutely might start doing it. They might. I promise you. Rejection breeds obsession. That's why I was like, when you go no contact, protect yourself. Because sometimes no contact can be dangerous, because people go crazy. Because they think they lost control over you. They think you trying to move on to somebody else. It makes them go berserker. Because they can't imagine, look, they'll do it to you, but how dare you do it to them? And a lot of narcissistic people have these internal abandonment issues. So they feel like you're abandoning them. So they'll go crazy. You can't leave me. You can't leave me. No, don't leave me. Please, 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 don't leave me. Rapple, rapple, rapple. I'm telling you, that's how the mind goes. You see what I'm saying? That's how the mindset goes in this type of stuff right here. So if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, toxic person, whatever, just understand that that's how it goes. That really is how it goes. Like, no contact hurts narcissistic people. It does hurt us. I'm going to be real with you. When you cut off access to us, it does hurt us. When you block us on all social media, sometimes they go crazy and create another social media. No contact is the best way, but it's not like, y'all, it's not impermeable. Sometimes they're going to find a hammer and, you know, knock a brick through your house so they can peek into your life. They can create a fake Instagram page, a fake Facebook page, a fake TikTok, a fake YouTube. Well, not even fake YouTube. You can just create a YouTube. You ain't got to create a fake YouTube. Just create a YouTube. Do not put your name on it. Yeah, they'll go above and beyond. They'll reach out to your friends. Like when you go no contact with a narcissist, they'll try anything to try to get in contact with you. They just want a response from you. They want to know that you haven't moved on, and they still can have some type of control over you. Especially if you got kids, mom, it's tougher to go no contact. It's possible, but it's tougher to go no contact. You know what I mean? It is absolutely tougher. It's possible. You can, if you have a third party or a nanny or something like that, they can do assist in it. But you mean, that's how it will work right there. So yes, no contact does hurt narcissistic people, but don't worry about the hurt. I know some people out here that were hurt. Like, I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to hurt them. I love them. I don't want to hurt them. I just want them to leave me alone. Look, you are not in control of how they feel. You're not. They control how they are. The narcissistic person, you can't control how they feel. The only thing you can control in these circumstances is you and your reactions to stuff. Because sometimes, again, even when you go no contact, they're going to break through the barrier sometimes and find a way to message you. Email, whatever, Skype, FaceTime, *67, whatever. They'll find a way to contact you and things like that. You know what I mean? They just absolutely will. If they find a way to contact you, if they break through it, stay no contact. Keep blocking. Sometimes when you go no contact, they knock a brick through, you gotta put another brick in there. When I say knock a brick through, that means they find a way to circumvent the block. They got through. Block, put another brick up there. Block them. You gotta keep blocking them. You have to stay no contact, y'all. No contact is the best way to heal. It just is. And narcissistic people, yeah, we hate when you go no contact because we don't know what you're doing. no access, no viewpoint. You know what I mean? We feel abandoned, so sometimes they'll go crazy. Like I said, when I say crazy, I mean crazy. What do you mean by crazily? What I mean? Like I say, when you go no contact, protect yourself. Arm yourself if necessary. You might have to arm yourself because people are crazy as hell. Yeah, people are dangerous. Some people are dangerous because they think you moved on with somebody else and they might just go crazy. And if you have moved on with somebody else, I'm not telling you not to move on. I'm just saying if you have moved on with somebody else, again, be careful and protect yourself. Especially if you have kids and stuff like that, because you want to be around for your kids. I promise you. Anyway, y'all. I need some water or something. Anyway, y'all, like and subscribe to the channel if you already have it. If you're watching this on YouTube, check me out. The brand is here. I'm strong. Link is in the description. It's on the description of the podcast as well. You know, man. So I got some quick thoughts for the end real quick, y'all. I'm thinking about expanding the podcast. So every week I'm going to have on a new guest. I forgot what I'm going to call it. The new series. It either be called Waving the Red Flag or it's going to be called Disordered. Think about it. Which one of y'all like best? Put it in the comment section. If you made it this far, waving the red flag or some kind of special way to put disordered. It'd be like disorder, like THIS ordered or disordered. Something like that. The letter's going to be everywhere. So I'm gonna get it. It's going to be a cool design. So let me know what y'all think about that. Waving the red flag or disordered. I'm going to start interviewing guests. It won't be live because some people feel pressure when they don't live, whatever. It'll be like it's just the interview series. I post the interviews. I might think about releasing them every Sunday or every Friday, something like that. Just let me know y'all thoughts, days and whatever. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.